Everyone loves to travel. Some people love to discover and learn something new. However, there are practically no places on Earth where humans have not yet set foot. Almost any place can be seen in photos on the internet. Moreover, it's already known what awaits you on this or that planet, near this or that star, in another galaxy. Yes, you need to sit inside your ship or go out in a heavy spacesuit, but in principle, nothing new. It's expensive, and in most cases, it is not yet possible. In your lifetime, that's for sure. However, there are places where no one has been 100% before, and where something awaits you that you have definitely never seen or even guessed before. There are no photos, and there are no roads there. Now, we will go to one such place. So, you are on planet Earth. Imagine first the solar system, then our galaxy. And now you have gone beyond its limits and are rushing to the edge of the universe. You see how galaxies and their clusters are becoming smaller and smaller. You have gone beyond the limits of the visible universe and beyond the limits of the universe that can be ever seen. In front of you, in full view, are quasars, galaxies and their clusters. But this is just the beginning of the journey. You may know that about 13.8 billion years ago, this universe, space and time were compressed into one point, the point of singularity. And we rush back in time to this point. You see how the stars are dispersing into clouds of gas. This gas is compressing into one sphere, and the atoms are disintegrating into particles. The sphere is compressing into a point. At this point, all particles disappear. The laws of physics disappear. Then the laws of logic. Can you see it? Who has imagination? But this is our reality. Where are you now watching all this? Our entire world, all matter, all space, all time, all laws at this point before your gaze. What is around you now? Where are you now? There is no space around you, no matter, no time, no laws of physics and mathematics. And now you don't have a body either, because it consists of matter. So, what do you see? How do you feel? Imagine that the singularity point in front of you begins to expand into a sphere. Inside it, First appeared the laws of logic, mathematics, physics, then physical constants, space-time, the first elementary particles of matter, then protons, electrons, atoms. But who set these constants? Who put these laws into the point when it was still a point? And physical laws and constants are set so precisely that a change in the fine structure constant, for example, by only 4%, will lead to the impossibility of the existence of life and even carbon atoms. The creators are outside the point of singularity, outside space and outside time. That is, in the same place where are you now. It was they who came up with this point and all the laws within it. They set all the constants and algorithms of development. In their world, all this does not exist. They are free from all matter and its laws, just as an engineer is free from the gears in the clock mechanism he created. Do you see them? Do you see their world? Or do you feel it? Here, everything is much more complicated, much more diverse, more beautiful. There are other dimensions here. There are fabulous, incredible events and creatures around you. You are free from space, time, logic. You enjoy incredible beauty. But why are you here? If you were allowed to be here, then you are needed here for some reason. Ask why they created this point, our universe, people. Find out, feel it, and then tell me. If you do not receive an answer, return back to our time, to Earth. Here, in front of you, is a computer that people created and programs for it. Why did people create these programs? For entertainment, for help in work, for training, for modeling, for testing hypotheses, for design, for communication, for saving from a disaster. Different programs for different purposes. And for what purpose did the creators come up with our universe and people? Imagine that you have become a character in the latest computer game. This character has the ability to self-teach. And after many victories and defeats in games, this character begins to study the structure of his environment. He gains knowledge about bits and bytes, the data bus RAM. He made a diagram of some microcircuits. he saw the process of the Big Bang. How basic instructions appear when you turn on a computer. How the BIOS is read. How the operating system is loaded. And finally, how he and other characters appear. He knows a lot. But finally, he asks the question. Why was I created? And by whom? This advanced character finally gets to the keyboard and mouse ports and realizes that something is controlling him and the entire game from the outside. Then he decrypts the memory of the video camera and sees, in his own way, the outside world. After observing this dissimilar world for some time, this character, during the next playthrough of the game, at the very climax of the game, unexpectedly turns around for the player and declares to this player, "Listen, dude, aren't you tired of the same thing? These shooters, these strategies every day. I came up with a new game for you. Let's create a new game universe together with new logic, new animals, and new discos." What would you do if you were the player? And now, let's go again to the point of singularity and again ask the inhabitants of that world, why did you create us? What's the goal?